that Oma Yotzi Doifin Vlad Malyu, he owed us a Vlad Mialyu, and therefore Snichnas Adila Saser it's fits for Korban also. Ud like Rav Yechon, not like Rav Yechon, he darshins it, no, that Yotzi Doifin is not fit for Korban. Now, but Mechusas Man, Sovolok Rav Yishim Ben Yehuda, also Rav Yehuda is like Rav Yishim Ben Yehuda, that we had before, that even though it's not 8 days old, but so what? Still Snichnas Adila Saser. Because you could be makdashit. It's only you can't bring it for korban. But once it's born, it's called an animal that you could bring it into the deer and take out one from ten and be makdashit like for ma'aseh behemah that you could do right now. So therefore, mechusas man is also nichnas nidla sasa. Yosom, how come when the mother died, does it say it's fit? To go in the case it's talking about, shashaleach kayim, that the skin of the mother is still around. So that skin we can wrap around the kid, and the kid will like grow up that way, he'll feel comfortable that way, so it's still considered like the mother is here. Therefore, it's nichnas adil esasa. And but Rabbi Shimon, letaimish, and goes according to his own time. The Yom Hios know that I feel with shochet esima v'shlech kayim ain't ze yosem. Okay, this is Rabbi Shu, this is Yosem Gonshish Rashuach Kaimi. Rabbi Shua Tam, Rabbi Shua is the one that's saying this. Rabbi Shua goes like his own time of the Mishnah, that he says, Afilu Shachar Asayimu, even though he shechted the mother, for Ashleach Kaim, and the skin is around, ain't the Yosem. That's why he holds, Rabbi Yeshua holds, that these three psulim are Nichnas Adil Asaser, because he does not from these psulim. Yeah. Talimor says, Hayid Rabbi Yishmoel ben Sasriel Me'akas Lavena, from this city Akas Lavena, Lefnei Rebbe in front of Rebbe, that Bim Koneinu, he's saying over, you know, in his place, Bim Koneinu, Mavshita Nesamesa, when the mother would die, the animal would die, they would take off the skin, or Mavish Nesachai, and they would wrap it around the baby that's still alive. That's what we used to do. Some of Rebbe said, you should know, Nizgal the time of Mishnah Seino. Now we understand Pshat now Mishnah, that our Mishnah says like this according to Rabbi Yeshua, that if the skin is still around, it's not called a Yosem, because this skin protects it, so it's not like a Yosem. It's not like it doesn't have a mother. The skin of the mother still protects it, makes it warm, makes it comfortable. Now another thing he said over was Chazerim Shabam Kamenu, the pigs in his place, Yeshlem Shishim Revuya. That 60 times 10,000 klofim, that's how many folds it has in its stomach. So it's a shiloh, it's a guzma, not, and the mashor speaks out here exactly what the Gemara means to teach us over here. Then where bebeis hamasas, in the stomach, in the pig's stomach, that's how many klofim, how many folds it has there. Now, pamachas, one time, another edith said of was that nofal eris echot shemekamenu, that one cedar tree once fell down in our place, the Ovru, it went through that cedar tree, Shesh Esrei, 16, Krona, 16 wagons, Achudoi, on its, Achudoi, that's on its, sharp part. That's how wide this tree was. This tree was so wide that not even the width of it, but the Chudas, the depth of it. The depth of the tree alone was able to take that 16 wagons could go through it. Yeah. Achudoi Achas, yeah. Now, another thing said over one time it happened, that Nofla Beitzas Bar Yuchni, that's this big bird, it once took an egg and threw it down. Nofla Beitzas Bar Yuchni. And when that egg came down, the Tova Shishim Krochim was so big, that egg, that it drowned it 60 cities. V'shovra Sholosh Melech Meyas Arosim, and it broke 300 cedar trees. So, first the question, Umi Shadilei, though this bird, the Yuchni, threw down its egg, I have said, the Pasuk says, Kona Frenonim Nelsa. Master Rashi says that it goes down nicely, it takes care of its eggs. It doesn't just throw the eggs away. Sakam is saying here right now it threw its egg away. So when it says, Amar Ravashi, Ahu Muzroso Havoi. Here we're talking about that the egg was rotten-like. It was an old egg that didn't hatch. So that egg is not useless, therefore she threw that egg down. Yes, so that's exactly why the Gemara says these Maisim. That Mashiach talks about teaching us between the Goyim and the Yidden, teaching us there are certain things. Now the Mishnah says, Sholosh Gronos L'Maisa Beima. There are three times that you're supposed to take off Maisa Beima throughout the year. Now, Maisa Behem Riz, let's say we hold this from Rosh Hashanah, from a beginning of Chodesh Tishrei, and any animal that you have born that year, like from Tishrei till Tishrei, it's in one category. So if you have 10 born that year, you have to take off Maisa Behem. 20, 30, 40, 50, you have to take off. That's Midiraisa. Now, with the Rabbanim made up that three times of the year, you have to look at your flock and, like, take off Maisa Behem. Let's say 10 was born to you by Pesach. So you have to take off Maisa Behem by then. So that's called Shalosh Gronos. There are three different times that now with Rabbanim, when it comes this time, you're not supposed to eat from your animals until you take off Maisa Behem first. So that's called Shalosh Gronos, like three silons for Maisa Behem, which is the price of Pesach, halfway before Pesach, meaning 2 weeks before Pesach, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Prasa Tzeres, which means 2 weeks before Shavuos, the Prasa Chag, 2 weeks before Sukkot. Yeah, these are the Divrei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva, that with Rabbanan now, these are the Zmanim you have to take off Ma'aseh Beina. Rashi explains that, either you raisa, true it's a mitzvah, but if you don't want to take off Ma'aseh Beina, or before you take it off, if you want, you're allowed to eat your animals. Maybe even be Mavatl HaMitzvah Saseh. But if you want to, you're allowed to eat from the animal. When it comes to these times now, Midrabanan, they said nothing doing. They made it like Tevel now. It's like the Tfua. You can't eat before you take off Trumas and Maisris. They made it when it comes this time now. Now we do not want you to eat from your animals until first you take off the Maisa Behema. These are the reason Manu Rabbi Kiva holds. Benazah Yayma, no, B'yesrim V'tisha B'yadr, a day earlier, the 29th day of Adar. B'yechod B'stivin, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Sivan. B'yesrim V'tisha B'yav, also one day earlier, the 29th day of Av. It's a month, it's much more. It's a month and a day earlier. First one said Rosh Hashanah, and this is Choftes Yetisha B'yav. Yeah, right. The Reb Lezer for Reb Shimon Imrim B'yechad B'Nisan. The three times is the first day of Nisan. B'yechad B'Sivan, the first day of Sivan, and B'choftof B'Elul. See in the Gemara what the machlokes is. The 29th day of Elul. Now, Balaam Amar, why was it said, B'yesu Matisha B'Elul? Why did he say the 29th day of Elul? Balaam Amar didn't want to say B'yechav Tishrei on Rosh Hashanah. B'vnei Shu Yomtev, because Rosh Hashanah is Yomtev. And B'yevsha La'aseh B'Yomtev. You can't, like, make Ma'aseh Behemah on Yomtev. Because Rashi explains, what you have to do is take the 10th through, and the 10th one, you put a strike, like you put a mark on it, or some paint on it. So you can't paint on Yomtev. It'll be Tzaveya. Therefore, he doesn't want to take off.
All right, turn over. Turn on the other side.
Yeah. So that's called Shalafishain Meister Beyond. He doesn't want to take off Meister on Yomtif. Yeah. Lefikos, therefore, Dimul B'yesam V'tisha B'el. It said, the Zman is due a day earlier. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir holds B'echad B'yelol Rosh Hashanah L'Meister Beima. This is a new thing. This is Midiraisa. What's called the new year? That the animals that are born from now on are in the new cheshbon, you can't put them together from last year's. So Rameh holds B'yechad B'yelol, the first day of Elul, that's the Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema. So animals that are born before Elul, and animals that are born after Elul, you can't put the two together. Benazi Yomer Ho'eluvim Misasim Efnei Atzmon. Benazi has a doubt whether the Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Elul, or whether it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Therefore, he says that the animals that are born on the month of Elul, it's a suffix, which year it goes after. Therefore, you can only take Maisa if you have 10 born that month. If the animals that are born on Elul, you take off Maisa by itself. Now, Kol HaNalodim Miyechad B'Tishrei Ad Esrim B'Tisha B'Elul, that's what we hold that the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Beimo is on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So if any animal that's born from the first day of Tishrei until the next year of the 29th day of Elul, is a Re'elum and Starfin. That's all called 1 year, because the year is from Echad B'Tishrei until the next Echad B'Tishrei. What's going to be Chamish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah? Let's say five animals were born to you before Rosh Hashanah. The Chamish L'Yachar Rosh Hashanah, five after Rosh Hashanah, is Einim and Starfin. You can't put the two together. What's going to be, why? Because it's like Chodesh V'Yoshin we had before. It's Chodesh and Yoshin, you can't put the two together. What's going to be Chamish Lefnei HaGoyrin? Five is before the Goyrin. Means these Zmanim Midrabanan. Five were born to you before Pesach. The Chamish Lefnei HaGoyrin, five were born after Pesach. Harelu Mitztarfin. These are only zmanim midrabbanim. So if you didn't have enough to take off Maisa by Pesach, then you have to pay that another five were born to you, you could put the two together. Then it becomes Shavuos Nei Radachiv to take off Maisa. Im came, if so, Loma Nemru Sholosh Geronis LaMaisa Beima. What Shan the Rabbanim, what did they make up these three zmanim for? It's like this. The Shad Shlohigia HaGerim, before it comes these times, before Pesach, is Mutalim Chav Lishchet. If you want to, you could sell your animals, or you could shech them, even before you took off Maisa Beima. There's no list to eat it. But the Giyah HaGerim, once it comes this time, the Rabbanim said to take off Maisa Beima, now with the Rabbanim, the din is Lo Yishchot. You're not allowed to shech your animals until you take off Maisa Beima. But Vim Shochet, let's say you did shech it without taking off Maisa Beima, the Maisa is still your potter, because only din the Rabbanim, didn't give any knas. So if it's potter, you're allowed to eat it. Something more says, how come they picked these three times? Why did the Rabbanim say three different times take off your Maisa Beima? Sama Rabba Bashelo is Lekabel Churfi V'afli V'kaiti. Mashma, three different times of the year that the animals give birth. There are some animals give birth early. That's the first time. That's by Pesach. Then there's V'afli, the ones give birth a little bit later. That's by Shavuos. And V'kaiti, that's the real late ones. They're finished all. They gave birth already by Sukkot. That's how we have these three times. Umayshna Bahani Zimni, why these times? Omar Rav Tanchum, Vred Rav Chia, Ish Kvaraku, Kidei.